welcome back, hopefully. We're TLC. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, that stands for the Learning Center.
These loser chicks?
Yeah. We're still undecided on that, but either way, we talk about all things women.
Uh-huh. We talk about women's rights, such as equal pay for equal work, abortion rights, aka my body, my decisions, and basically everything that is pro-women.
Yep. And hey, for those of you coming back to listen to us, thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do. All right, should we get into it?
Yes, let's get started. So this week, we're going to talk about coming of age in a Chicanx community. Coming of age and the things you face as you grow up is different for everyone and each different culture typically. So we're going to be focusing on Chicanx youth today and certain things they may face growing up with their culture. You know, that's different for non-Chicanx people.
So a book that we both read that we thought really connected with this was The House on Mango Street, which is actually written by a Chicana author, Sandra Cisneros. In the story, she describes the life of a Hispanic girl living in a less fortunate area.
Yeah, and it's a really great book. And the way Cisneros is able to draw from her strong Latino heritage makes the book feel even more, you know, relatable and truly really makes readers able to empathize with Esperanza, who's the main character or the narrator that we sort of follow on all her journeys and experiences as she grows up, which is really, really special. And one thing I love about it is that everyone is able to take something away from it because, you know, it's universal that everyone has good experiences and bad experiences and moments that shape them. And they all happen to us in different ways or at different times, but it's definitely a must read for our listeners out there because I think everyone can take something away from it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Literally, like, I feel like these experiences in life shape how we grow up and what we become. One of the experiences Cisneros writes about really stuck with me. It was from like the vignette called The Family of Little Feet. Mm-hmm. It dealt with the main character and her friends getting these new pair of heels and parading around the neighborhood in them. And like while they were walking around, they got all of this unwanted attention from like all these weird men. Like they were only 10 or 12 here, right?
Yeah, I think they were 10, but it doesn't matter because it's not something girls should go through either way. Being catcalled by strange old men, it just makes you feel vulnerable and exposed, though it is something that most girls go through when growing up.
Yeah, it's definitely a moment most girls and women out there can relate to. It's this feeling of uncomfortable, like unwanted stares and looks mm-hmm. from random men. Like, yeah, we want to feel confident and look good, but that doesn't mean we want the whole world staring at us, especially creepy guys that we don't know.
Exactly. We're not asking to be objectified. We don't want or need any sexism in our lives.
And, you know, the whole book is a coming of age novel, but this is a vignette we wanted to mention to you guys because of how relatable it is. It's something that can happen no matter where you live, your culture, or ethnicity.
Yeah, definitely. And I was actually watching this movie the other night.
Ooh, what was it? Rubber?
Was it Rubber? Are you kidding me? That's such a ridiculous movie. Why on earth would I be talking about that on our podcast, Tyler? Like, oh yeah, the coming of age of a Chicanx tire.
Maybe you were. Okay, I don't know, but it's the first thing that popped in my head, okay? Just don't judge me just because you have no movie culture.
Oh, no. The movie I was actually talking about is called Selena, so you were way off there, but it's basically about the life of Selena and how she grows up to become an icon for all Mexican-Americans who felt, you know, confused as to where exactly they belonged.
Oh, that sounds really cool. Like, I know a little bit about Selena, and I know she was an icon for a lot of people because she brought Tejana music into the industry, mm-hmm. which, like, allowed for this whole culture to be heard.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the movie's got drama, it's got some great music, and it's just overall really, really good and is honestly another great place to get some insight on coming of age for Chicanx youth because you're able to see the family dynamic, some machismo in there.
Okay, that's awesome and all, but just wondering, what does this have to do with coming of age?
I'm getting to that. But really, this movie is a great place to see a Chicanx family and how they live. Like I was saying, some of the family dynamics and power positions within that, maybe some stereotypes of Mexican-Americans.
Wow. Yeah. Like, I'll definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
It is. And I also feel like it's important for people to see, one, because Selena is an absolute icon to this day.
She's a queen.
But also because people, I feel like, have a single story about Chicanx or Hispanic people and what they're like. So it'd be good for them to see another side, you know, how they live and, you know, realize that they're not all that different from us.
Oh my God. Wait, I feel like I saw a scene from Selena a while ago. Oh God. It was a scene. It was a scene with the bustier or bustier in it. Like, Selena was wearing one of, like, one for a concert of hers, and her dad was, like, looking out, and her dad saw it, and he freaked out, and he's like, it's a bra!
Yeah, yeah. This scene was definitely triggering for me, because I feel like it's something most girls have been told before, whether from a parent or a teacher or someone else, doesn't matter who, that, oh, what you're wearing is inappropriate, or you're showing too much skin, when they're wearing isn't that bad or inappropriate. And I feel like it's a part of growing up or coming of age for most girls, sadly.
Ooh, yeah, I agree, especially with, you know, boys or adult figures saying to girls who are raped or sexually abused that they were asking for it. Oof, it gets me so heated, because men should be able to control their minds and their actions, because girls, when we see a hot guy or a guy with no shirt on, we don't start catcalling. We don't start being like, hey, mamacita, how you doing? Or being like, hey, what's going on, cutie? Smile more. It's because we respect them and we don't look at men like pieces of meat. And also, you know, stupid dress code rules about having to cover up our shoulders and everything. Like, okay, so with this dress code rule that we have, like, in sophomore year, I broke it. I'm sorry. I accidentally did. But I was wearing the shirt with no shoulders on, and I was sitting in one of my classes, and my male teacher didn't comment on it, didn't care about it. But then for some reason, when I was sitting at lunch talking with my friends, he gave me a point. Like, what?
I know. And, you know, I would say go off, girl, but we actually have to wrap it up because I have a plane to catch.
Oh, where are you going?
Hawaii.
Dude, can you please bring me with you?
Yeah, actually. So Lauren, who's my twin sister, was actually supposed to come with me but had to cancel because she couldn't get off work. So I do have an extra ticket that you can use.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Okay. Well, this has been TLC, and we will talk with you guys next week.
Bye.